Unit 5, Exercise 22A. Four teenagers are speaking on the radio about their problems and asking for help and advice. Listen to the speakers and write down their problems in the table.
I have a problem racking my brain. I have been best friends with Kathy for 10 years. On her birthday last year, we were supposed to hang out. I have no idea what happened. She stopped talking to me and calling me. She told me that she was moving and that she wouldn't be able to see me, but she would be able to talk to me. Then she disappeared. That was in August. We didn't talk until 10 months later. I found out from a teacher's aide that her family was still in town. By that time, she had a job and a boyfriend. I was hurt. When I asked her why she stopped calling, she said that she was depressed and that she didn't want to bother me with it. I thought she could have called me during the good times in her life, her boyfriend and her job, but she didn't say. I have left messages on her machine. I stopped by her house once. Her mom said she was sick, but I feel like she is avoiding me for no reason. I am sad because it feels like our friendship isn't worth fighting for. I want to, but I feel like I'm the only one trying. I don't know if her one-year relationship with her boyfriend is worth more than our 10-year friendship. Please help. I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose her as my best friend. Thank you for listening to me.
I know you probably get a lot of letters from young ladies with low self-esteem or physical insecurities. You see, I suffer from insecurities too. I watch television, and I see all these women with to-die-for figures. Supermodels with a 10-inch waist-to-hip ratio and shapely legs. I am thinking to myself, why don't I look like that? Help me, please. I was the first girl in my class in school to develop, and I was so happy. Then, as I entered higher grades, I became less and less happy with my body. The other girls in my classes were developing softer figures, while I still looked like a boy. I used to cry and cry about it. Here I was at 13 and 14, about 5'10", with a ruler for a figure. That's not even to mention the flat chest I had. All my junior high years were devastating. I understood now I'm not that bad, but I've already got used to thinking that my appearance is imperfect. It makes me really shy. When last week at a party, a Spanish guy started telling how cute he thought I was, I first accepted it as a joke, but then understood he was not kidding and couldn't utter a word. He evidently decided I was stupid and couldn't keep up a conversation, so he just walked away to some other girls. But I think if I were really beautiful, he would have stayed with me even if I were dumb.
I am a senior in high school. I am used to making mostly A's, but this year I got a C in my English class. It has left me so depressed. I can't say I worked less for my English class. I just started lagging behind while more and more people are doing better in English. Teachers say they are preparing us for college. That's why senior English is a pretty tough course. But why don't other people experience such difficulty? I understand that with all my other A's, it will not influence my chance of going to college, but I'm still worried. Do you have any advice for me?
I'm a senior girl and will be starting college when I'm still 17. I feel like I have been pushed into growing up. I really get no support in any of the things I do, and I'm having a difficult time with this transition. My passion is drama. I absolutely love it. My parents think that it's stupid, that I will never make it, and refuse to support the pursuit of my dreams. All I have ever wanted is the chance to act and make it big, but I feel like they are preventing me from reaching my full potential. I know that when I'm 18, I can do as I please. I don't know why I suddenly want support from the members of my family, but I would like them to be there for me, whether I succeed or fail. I don't know what I should do. Should I take a year off to find myself, or build a separate path and get my degree in criminal justice as my parents want? If I fail attracting, I will inevitably go back to the college scheme. I just don't know. Please help.